Sorry, it is the wake-up call at 7 to 8. Now, Bruce...
They've taken over my radio program.
We have. Now, we've got a person on the phone who you spoke to earlier in the week. Tell us the backstory briefly before we get into this chat.
Ah, yes. Now, it explains itself, but a very, very dear friend of mine by the name of Sterling Griff has become a senator. And I recorded a conversation with him earlier on because getting a senator the upper house of parliament
at 8 to 8 in the morning, yeah,
it's pretty difficult. So this is the way it went.
On the phone, I have Senator Sterling Griff. How are you doing, Sterling?
Fantastic, 5206.
5206, in full, Charlie Baker, 5206, was my CB radio call, and yours, I believe, was Charlie Baker, 5224.
And that was a very, very, very long time ago, Bruce. I mean, that was when we first met each other, and we were both effectively on the run from what we called RIs at the time, if you can recall.
I think we were breaking a Commonwealth law at the time, Senator.
Look at my... I think we're pretty safe now, but they were radio inspectors for people listening to this now. But back, of course, in the 70s, we were one of many hundreds of CB users that were actually...
Before it was legalised and spoiled.
Well, yes, Australia hadn't got around to actually issuing the licences, and it was only licensed ham radio operators that could legally speak on air. And, of course, it was very much a fun time, and many on-air and off-air friendships were born, and careers like yours were launched too.
Now, the thing is that I really had a vague interest in broadcast radio, but you had a stronger interest, and you actually did something about it and then brought me kicking and screaming along with you.
Well, look, Bruce, being an insurance clerk for the rest of your life, I don't think was you.
Or a bank clerk in your case.
Yes, and I was working for a bank, true. Yeah. I mean, you were always destined for radio, and it was pretty much you and me back in the 70s, and it's really quite scary kind of saying that, that had the booming CB radio voices, and combined with your, you know, playfulness and techie skills and radio in some form was really a natural fit for you, and insurance certainly wasn't.
Well, the scary thing is, and I'll give you credit for this, you saw it before I did, you had a mate who worked down the passageway from you by the name of Vaughan Harvey. Tell us about Vaughan.
Well, yeah, Vaughan was excellent with the voice training, and his school, his radio school, was also one of the best to offer plenty of red wine.
We can say that now. Sadly, Vaughan's no longer with us.
Well, which is sad, yes. But, I mean, Vaughan played a very, very important part, obviously, in your career and the career of many broadcasters around Australia. And, yes, we very much miss him.
It was just down you were working in the hallways of 5KA at the time. This was my first introduction to people doing voiceover work and doing radio shifts. I remember seeing Leon Biner, who's still broadcasting in Adelaide in the 5KA building at the time. I was a great fan of his, and G.G. Dobbin at the time. I don't know if you remember G.G. Dobbin. And then Vaughan took me under his wing, and before I knew it, I had a bit of a voice and a bit of experience, then you found a job for me at 3WM.
Well, look, as I was reffing around 30-odd regional radio stations, and that kind of put me in a good place to know what was going on with these stations, and I got wind of an opening at 3WM, and they were actually after a couple of positions, which was someone to manage the tech side of things, and someone to do a bit of on-air work, and you were perfect for that because you had...
Training in both.
So when I brought you and I think, it was Ian Toole together, wasn't it?
That's right, he was the manager. Back in the days when Colin Cameron owned the building.
Cameron, yeah, and away you went. And you were pretty special to them, you know. I mean, being a techie who could keep them on air as well as do on-air shifts, it was a rarity to have someone who could do both, and you did both very well. And I've got to say, I was pretty chuffed about it because both Toole and Cameron thanked me very much for finding you.
Well, I never heard about that, but that is great. Sterling, I will stir you about all sorts of things, but one thing I cannot do is take the mantle from you that you are the person that got me into broadcast radio. Today is my last day of full-time broadcasting. I've been in the game for 38 years. I'd still be an insurance clerk if it wasn't for you, and I thank you for that.
Look, Bruce, you've done very well. I mean, life is all about new experiences, doing what you love. You know, you've done all that. And even though you're officially retiring, you're never going to go off quietly into the sunset. And I suspect that you'll be filling in at Gold from time to time and leading a very active retirement. And, you know, you're one of the good guys, Bruce. You truly care about people in the community. And we're all proud of having known and worked with you and wish you a fantastic future life.
Senator Sterling Griff, thank you very much. I look forward to having a red with you.
Absolutely.
Went rather well, isn't it? Now, you've taken
one
over...
One of the nice guys, surely.
You've taken over my program, and I can't push the microphone button, so I'm going to just make sure that you can't
Bye.
Time up to
David.
The news.